Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Vav. We are continuing Masachet Sota. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shlema of all the Cholim. ובכללם חם דב רחמה חנוזן אנא מלכה נקום נפקס ארבע מנים שלום המסר דביר מלכה יפה בדברה ובכה בנכה ובכה בדסתר שלום המסר פעמים אדם שלום מלכה נה יפה בן מיום יבדם נפח חייס ופזו מלכה וחנה שמחה בן מתם מירם בן מלכה בן מיום חנה דן בן עשר סכומי אף דמון מלכה ישו בן עתר יום נפה יוסף בן רב שלושם פנינה יוסף בן יפה דניה מדינה שמחה בן אף פעמים אדם אגב בן מלכה תשמע בן מלכה נבטי לה בן מיום יצחק מן יחלה אביגד דינה בן יוסף ילד יצחק מן יוסף בן יוסף בן רחל חיים בן יוסף בן יוסף בן יוסף ועבדין בן נפר רחל בת אליהו דוד בן אהרון דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם משה בן יחלה אליהו בן יוסף יצחק ושלמה שלמה ומצחקנים שם בן משה יעל יפה בת אריאל אליהו יעקב בן יצחק נראה נמחה בן משה מרדכה בן ימשו לישור בן יחזקאל עבדין בן אהרון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we left off at the... Okay, we left off at the bottom of Hey Amud Bet, 5b. Hey Amud Bet was the bottom of the page, about 10 lines from the bottom. We said in the Mishnah, V'imet choletze v'lo mityabemi. We said if this person dies, if the husband then dies, he took his wife to become a sota, and the husband dies, we said she does chalitza, and she does not do yibum. So the Gemara asks, Amai, why does she have to do chalitza and not yibum? Tityabim nami yabume, let her do yibum. So Amar of Yosef, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yatza mi beito v'alcha v'ayita le'ish acher. She left her house with her husband, and she went to be for another man. So the Gemara says, that's referring to somebody who's a divorced woman or a sota woman or something like that. So the Gemara says, le'ish acher v'lo li'yavam. She can go marry another man, but not the yavam, not the brother-in-law. It's a gzerata katur. So Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, El ma'ata, if that's the case, chalitza nami lo tibaye. Why does she even need to do chalitza? She shouldn't even need to do chalitza. Because if she can't marry the yavam, she's completely severed, the bond is broken, let her marry someone else without chalitza. Amar le, he said back to him, ilu ite lebal milo vayaget. If the husband, original husband, was still alive, she would require a get.
Yes.
So too, even though if he dies, she still requires chalitza in order to remove the bond from the brother-in-law. She's not allowed to marry the brother-in-law, but she still needs to do chalitza. It's like a divorce to remove that bond. So the Gemara then says, hashtanami tabayi chalitza. So too over here, we are required to do chalitza. V'damri, some say, Amar of Yosef. Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, V'yatza mi beito, v'alcha v'ayita li'ish acher. She left the house, and she went to be for another man. So what does that mean? So that she should not destroy the house. Why? Because that's what she was doing at home. Right? The man, this is a pasuk telling us that the man should divorce her so that she does not destroy her house by continuing to live with her. And so we're saying the man should divorce her. And you want to say that she still has to do yibum? How's that possible? You're telling me she's someone's a terrible wife, she's destroying the home, so the man should divorce her. And then you also want to ask, maybe she should have to do yibum with the brother-in-law. Why would we require the brother-in-law to marry her if she's destroying his brother's house? So obviously that doesn't make sense. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, if that's the case, le'acher lo tinased, de'lo listere de'vete. Don't let her marry anyone then. You have this sota woman. She shouldn't be allowed to marry anyone. Why? She's going to destroy everyone's house. Any person she marries. So Amar le, so flipping the amud, he says back to him, Mi kara menan le la ale bal korche. She gets a divorce with this first man, or she was a sota. She goes now and she sees another man. So now she wants to marry another man.
Yeah.
Does that second man, is he forced to marry her? He's not forced to marry her. He chooses to marry her. So since he's not forced, we can't tell her you're not allowed to marry anyone. She can marry somebody else, but the other guy has to make the decision. If he wants to marry her, he can marry her, but he's not forced to. V'ika damri, some say, Amar of Yosef, ha-katuv kura'o acher, the pasuk calls him another man, she'ein ben zugo shel rishon, because he is not a friend of the first man. He's not a friend of the first husband. She'ze hotzi rish'a mi beito, v'ze echnis rish'a ledoch beito. The first husband removed this sota, wicked woman from his house. The second husband brought this wicked woman into his house. Clearly they're not friends. If they were friends, that wouldn't happen. And you want to say that she should do yibum? She's a wicked woman. Why should she have to do yibum? That doesn't make any. Why would the brother-in-law have to do yibum? That makes no sense. Amar le Abaye, el ma'ata, if that's the case, niset la'acher, if let's say she married the second husband, Umet below banim, and that second husband died without children. Lo tityabem. Maybe we would say that she doesn't do yibum with his the second husband's brother-in-law. Dekatuv krao acher, because the pasuk calls him acher, another. Maybe that would be the case. So the Gemara says no. Gabe dehai mia b'shem tov havakaima. From the second husband here, Rashi says, look at Rashi. V'ikad lemeimar hadderaba ve'en karu acher ela hanosa mitoch almenut o gerushin al mishekilkela tachtav. Acher in the pasuk is only referring to a person who she marries after she left that first marriage, that she became a widow, or she was a sota, or something like that. Afterwards, maybe she'll do teshuva, maybe she's not going to be as bad anymore, and so therefore, after the second husband, she would have to do yibum, or chalitza for that matter, because she is leaving the second husband with a shem tov, with a good name. Rava Amar, Rava says, kal vachomer, to kal vachomer. Im ne'esra b'mutar la, be'asur la lo kol sheken. He says, how do we know she's asur to the brother-in-law? We're saying her own husband, who's mutar to her, she becomes forbidden to be with him because she's a sota. She's a potential sota. So if she's forbidden with someone she's mutar to, her husband, how much more so she's forbidden to someone she's asur to, her brother-in-law. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, Ela me'ata, if that's the case, Kohen Gadol shekidesh et almana, if a Kohen Gadol does kiddushin with a widow, which is asur, he's not allowed to do kiddushin with a widow, vamet, and then the Kohen Gadol dies. V'yesh lo ach kohen ediot, and he has a brother who's a regular kohen. Lo tityabem, she shouldn't do yibum. Im ne esra b'mutar la, ba'asur la lo kol sheken. So he says, if she became asur to someone that was mutar to him, meaning she became asur to the kohen gadol, her own husband, she's not allowed to marry him. How much more so she's asur to the brother-in-law? But hold on, the Gemara says, that makes no sense. Ne esra, she became asur to the husband, to the kohen gadol. A widow is always asur to the Kohen Gadol. It says, ha asira vekaima. She was always asur, it never changed. Mutarla, to the person she's permitted to, she's not permitted to the husband, the Kohen Gadol. Asur lahu, she's forbidden to the Kohen Gadol. So how can you make such a kalvachomer? Ela, the kalvachomer is the following. Eshet Kohen, if you have a wife of a Kohen, shene en sav emet, who got raped, and then the husband died. V'yesh lo ach halal. And then he has a brother who's a halal. He's a non-Kohen. Right, he's a Israel. Lo tityabem. Maybe we would say also she should not do yibum with that Israel. Why? Im ne esra b'mutar la ve'asur la lakosh again. If we say that she becomes asur to her own husband because an eshet kohen, a wife of a kohen who gets raped, she's asura to her husband. Right. So if she's asura to her husband, then maybe we'll say she's also asura to the brother-in-law. But that doesn't make sense because a wife of an Israel who gets raped is still permitted to her husband. A wife of a Kohen who gets raped is asura to her husband. So you can't make such a kalvachomer.
Not automatically, if she tells him and he believes her, not just because she was raped. If she doesn't tell him, he doesn't believe her, she's not asura to him.
The case is in the Gemara that a woman was raped, right. And it's very clear that she was raped, so she becomes asura to her husband. So the Gemara tried to make a kalvachomer saying, if she's asura to her husband, she should also be asura to the brother-in-law who is not a Kohen. The Gemara is now going to say, no, that makes no sense. Honest be Israel mishra share. Rape for an Israel is permitted. If an Israel's wife gets raped, chas v'shalom, she's still permitted to her husband. It wasn't beratzon. If it was with will, then she's forbidden. But if it was by rape, for Israel she's permitted. For Kohen, she's asura. So v'kabe dehai leka isura. For this brother-in-law, there would be no isur. There would be no prohibition because he is a halal. So you can't make this kal v'chomer. Okay, new Mishnah. Ve'elu asurot min lechol b'truma. These are the women who are asura to eat truma if the husband is a kohen. Ha'omer t'me'ah ani lecha. She says, I am t'me'ah to you. V'shebao edim she'itme'ah. Or she says, witnesses come and say she is t'me'ah. Ve'omer t'eni shota. If she says, I'm not drinking. V'shebala ino rotze lashkota. If the husband doesn't want to make her drink. V'shebala ba'ale abaderech. Or let's say the husband, on the way to the Beit HaMikdash, he slept with her. All of these cases, she would be asura to eat truma. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Amram. Hamilta, this matter, Amar Lan Rav Sheshet Vehan Arlan Ainim Matnitin. Rav Sheshet told us something and he opened our eyes from the Mishnah. Sota Sheyesh La Edim in Medinat Hayam. If a Sota woman has witnesses in Medinat Hayam, not here, they're somewhere else, overseas, let's say. Ein Hamayim Botkinota. No matter what, if she has witnesses that know what she did, the waters don't check her. They don't work on her.
Why?
Mai Ta'ama. What's the reason? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Venistera, Vehit Nitma'a. Ve'ed einba says she went in private. She became tmeah, and there's no witness, no testimony. The leka de yadaba. That's only if there's no one that knows. excluding a case of witnesses, even basofa olam, because they know about her, and so therefore the waters wouldn't work. He opened our eyes from the Mishnah. Dekatane, it said in the Mishnah, v'shubau olav edim she'it me'ah. He said that if witnesses come and say that she's me'ah, so the Gemara asks, da'atu edim emat. When do these witnesses come? If you say that they came before she drank, zonahi, they're coming and testifying that she slept with someone else before she drank the water. She's a complete zona. So ela lebatar deshatay. It must be they came after she drank. If you say it makes sense, the water didn't check her. Shapir, that makes sense because she's still alive, right? Ela, but if you say the waters do check her, and the witnesses now come and say, oh, she cheated, now what are you going to see? If the waters check her, even if there's witnesses, and the witnesses come and say she cheated, but she didn't explode, something's wrong here. So what do we say? It'll retroactively be revealed that the witnesses were liars. Because if the waters check her, even when there's witnesses, but clearly she didn't explode, that means that she didn't do anything. So the witnesses who came and said she did something with someone else would be lying. So therefore we must say, from our Mishnah, we learn that the waters don't check her when there's witnesses in the world.
Sometimes it's delayed.
Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef comes and says, let's save the questions for the end. Rav Yosef says, Le'olam emalach mayim bodkinata. Rav Yosef says, no, I disagree. We're always going to say that the waters do check her. V'ha emor zchut tolala. Maybe we can say that she has a zechut. She has a zechut, a merit that delays the punishment for her, and it doesn't act right away. So the Gemara asks, "Bemai kamithligi? What are they arguing on these two opinions?" So the Gemara says, "Bemit navnahar de Rebbe." We're arguing on if she slowly deteriorates, and according to Rebbe, ditnan. Rebbe says in the Mishnah, "Zechut tola b'mayim hamarim." A zechut is dependent, it holds her off and delays the punishment with the sotah waters. Ve'ina yoledet, she's not able to give birth. Ve'ina mashbachat, she doesn't improve. Ella mitnavna veholechet, she deteriorates and goes. Lesof she meta ve'otah mita, at the end, she's going to die with that same death. What's that same death? What's the same death? Right, she's going to explode, right? Rashi says, "Sivui bitna v'nifud yarech," that her belly is going to explode and her legs are going to fall and explode. Her leg's gonna fall. So we don't know yet. We don't know how long. We're gonna see later on. Rav Sheshet Savar, Rav Sheshet holds, Bein l'Rebbe, uvein l'Rabbanan, havya mit navna. Whether according to Rebbe or Rabbanan, there is this concept of deteriorating. But Rav Yosef Savar, Rav Yosef says, no, l'Rebbe havya mit navna. According to Rebbe, there's deteriorating. L'Rabbanan lo havya mit navna. But according to Rabbanan, there's no deteriorating. So the Gemara objects this. The Gemara says, "Meitiv Rav Shimi Bar Ashi." I have a contradiction. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein zchut tola b'mayim amarim." Rabbi Shimon has an interesting opinion, which we're going to need later on in the Masechet. As we get towards later on, we're going to need these opinions. So he says that there's no delaying, there's no merit. If she sinned, she explodes. If not, not. V'imata omer zchut tola b'mayim amarim. And if you say that the waters do, she has zechut and it delays her punishment. Madche ata et hamayim ipnei kol hanashim. This is a girsa change. Vishotot. It says, you push the water in front of, from all of the women, and they're all going to drink. Why? What are they going to say? Okay, you know what? We're all going to have a zechut, so you know what? Let's drink anyway. Let's all just drink. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, they're not going to be afraid of the waters, or be afraid. They're not going to be afraid to say that she's tmeah, because she says, "Let me drink the waters. I'll have a couple more years." And she's not going to be afraid to erase Hashem's name in the water. That's a terrible thing. So how can you say that? Oh, there's a zechud. Now people are. No one's going to be afraid. They're all going to erase Hashem's name. Not only that, you bring out a bad name on the people, the women who were tehora and they drank. That's not what you're going to say. Oh, they weren't really tehora. They have a zechud. They're going to get punished later on. That's not true. They didn't do anything. And what are they going to say? They're going to come and say, we are actually tmea. We are tmeot, but we have a zechud. That's why we're not getting punished right away. So the Gemara says, ve'im ita. And if you want to say that if she has witnesses, that it checks her, the waters do check her, yeshla edim b'minat hayam nami. Even if you want to say that if she has witnesses far away, ata motzi shemra l'teorot sheshatu. Still, you bring out a bad name on the pure women who drink. Ve'em omrim tmeot hayu. And they're going to say that, oh no, we were really tmeot. Ela sheyesh lahen edim b'minat hayam. We just have witnesses far away. Meaning to say, if you say that even when there's witnesses, the waters check her, then what are they going to say? We are really actually tmeah. We are tmeot, but really we have witnesses far away. They're going to come and say later. We have minds.
Why would the women be saying that they're tmeot?
Because they're trying to delay. It's a good question. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'im ita diyesh la'edim lo mibatka hashta nami al yedezo nami ikal lazal teresh shatu." It's not them. I don't think it's them. I think it's going to be that people are going to say that they're tmeot. People are going to say they're really tmeot. They have witnesses. That's what's going to happen. So they're going to have people that are going to come and say they're really tmeot. They have witnesses far away. They didn't come yet. So we have to say that no, the waters don't check her whenever there's witnesses. So the Gemara asks, no, the Rabbi Shimon Kamar, you're asking according to Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon, midischut lo talia, edim nami lo talu. According to Rabbi Shimon, when he holds there's no zechut, the waters always work, meaning it doesn't delay. Also edim, it doesn't delay. Meaning if there's edim, that doesn't do anything different. Look at Rashi, midischut lo talia, mishum hayta ama, lechayeshu lelaz al terorot, edim nami lo talu. Also for witnesses, if he holds that there's no delay in the waters, there's also no delay if there's witnesses. So he doesn't hold of any of that. So how can you say according to Rabbi Shimon? Meitiv Rava, it should say. Meitiv Rava. Ve'elo sheminchotehen nisrafot. These are the women whose mincha offerings are burnt. We're going to see why. Okay, so the Gemara says, flipping the Amud. Ha'omeret tme'a ani. She says, I am tme'a. Or she has witnesses that come and say she's tmeah. Da'atu edim emat. The Gemara asks, when do the witnesses come? Maybe the witnesses come before the mincha was placed in the kli. Before it's placed in the kli, it's not kadosh yet. Once it's placed in the kli, it becomes kadosh. So maybe the witnesses came before their kadosh. It was placed in the kli. So if that's the case, tipok lechulin. Let it be redeemed. And let this mincha go to chulin. Why do you say it has to be burnt? It would only have to be burnt if it was sanctified. It was put in the kli kodesh. Ela, it must be the batay de kedush. It must be it was placed in the kli already. So if you say like Rav Yosef that the waters check her alma, what do we see? Bat mikdash umikravi v'chi kedush meikara shapir kedush. Really, this sacrifice. It was when it was made originally. It was kosher. It was a good sacrifice, and it could have been sacrificed. It could have been brought onto the altar. And initially, kedush meikara shapir kedush. It was done properly. Umishum hachim min chatan yisrafet. That's why it should be burnt. If we later find out that she really committed such an act, ela iamart in amayin bodkin nota. But if you say the waters do not check her, so tigale milta lemafreya. Then it would be retroactively revealed dechi kedush meikara b'taut kedush, that when this mincha was sanctified in the kli to begin with, it was all a mistake, because we're saying the waters don't check her because she has witnesses. If she has witnesses, then you didn't have to do this altogether. She had witnesses because the waters wouldn't check her to begin with. V'tipok lechulin, and therefore it should go out to chulin. So it should be redeemed for chulin. So he's trying to prove that no, really, ma'im bodkinata, the waters do check her even if she has witnesses. No, this is Rav Yosef's opinion. Rav Yosef's opinion. Right? This is Rava's contradiction. This is what he's trying to say. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Yehuda midiskarta, kegon shezinta be'azara. He says, no, what's the case here? We're talking about a woman who was mizaneh in the Beit HaMikdash, in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Dechi kedush mi'ikara shapir kedush. That when the kli, the mincha was sanctified in the kli, it was done originally kosher. It wasn't that she had witnesses yet. It was done kosher, and then only afterwards did they find out that really she had slept with someone in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, "Matki flare of Mesharshia." How does that make any sense? Va'alo pirchei keuna melavinota. We have the young kohanim are escorting her, and they're like guarding her, so nothing like that happens. How could she sleep with someone in the Beit HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, "Shezinta mi pirchei keuna atzman." She slept with the young kohanim themselves. She slept with them. She convinced them. So that's how it could have happened. Rav Ashi says, no way that young kohanim would do that. Ela must be kegon shenitzercha lin kavea. She needed to go to the restroom, quote unquote. Da'atu perchei keuna bekipat halila. What? Are the kohanim going to follow her and sit inside and watch her in the bathroom and see what she's doing? Who knows what she's going to do? She finds an opportunity to get, go alone, and she finds an opportunity to go and sleep with someone. Rav Papa says, le'olam k'damrinan mi'ikara. Really, we say, he disagrees and he says, no, we say like how we said originally. Look at Rashi. Kedahava salka da'ate bereisha, like we said originally. Sh'al tumat stira rishona ba'u, ve'afilu hachi lo kasha le'Rav Sheshat. It's not difficult for Rav Sheshat. Da'ate kamar de kivan de lo chazi ala kiddush, tipok lechonin, In achinami, midoraita yatzad lechonin midorabanan hu nisurf it. Ah, so he's saying, really, you tried to bring a kushya earlier on Rav Sheshat. He's saying, udika amar tipok lechonin. That which you said that it should be redeemed and be chulin, we agree with you. Midoraita, really, it's able to be redeemed. Why are we saying over here that once it's put into the kli, even though it was a ta'ut, it was on ta'ut, that still it needs to be burned? Midrabanan, it's a rabbinic enactment. Gezerah shema yomru motzin mikli shared lechol. It's a decree because not everyone is baki. Rashi says not everyone is affluent in the laws and is going to be able to say, "Oh, I know why they're burning this one," or "I know why they're." I know why they're redeeming this one. It was on a ta'ut. It was a mistake. Nobody knows that. They see it's put into a kli sharet, and so therefore, once it's put into a kli sharet, they made a decree: don't take it out of the kli sharet and redeem it, so that people don't come to say, "Oh, you're allowed to motzi from a kli sharet to a cholin." So therefore, they made this gezerah midrabanan that you would have to burn it. The Gemara says, "Meiti Rav Mari, you have a contradiction. Nitmat minchata ashlo kacha bekli. If let's say the mincha was burned, or she was tmea, she became tmea until the mincha became kadosh in the kli. Harehi kekol menachot v'tipadeh. It's like all menachot offerings, and it can be redeemed. Misha kacha bekli, but once it was sanctified in the kli, and then she became tmea, harehi kekol menachot v'tisaref. It should be burned." Kadasha chometz. If let's say, right, we do the chometz with the three fingers. If let's say that was sanctified already, velo hispik lehakrivo, and he wasn't able to put it onto the mizbeach ad shemet hu, until he died, or ad shemetahi, or she died before it was done. Arei kechola menachod v'tisaref. It should be burned now. Karava chometz. Once the chometz was put onto the mizbeach, velo hispik leechol shiraim, and the kohanim had not yet been able to eat the leftovers, ad shemet hu. Until he died or until she died, it's like all other mincha offerings that once the kometz is put, it's like they finish it and they're able to eat the rest, the shiraim. Shal hasafek bat mitchila, the sacrifice, this mincha was brought on a doubt if she's a sotar or not. Kiperas safeka vehalchala, it cleaned the safek. I'm not saying atoned because it's not literally atoned here. It cleaned the safek and it finished. We're finished with it. Look at Rashi. What does that mean? Kipera mincha zo et safeka. Hai kaparat lav kaparat avonu. It's not atonement for the sin. Velo haskarat avon, not mentioning the sin. Ela kaparat haruya la kamrina. It's the fitting atonement. She asta mincha zo bishat haktarat kumtza. Kol ma sheyesh aleha lasot. She did everything she needed to do, and the comments was put on. Shere behechsher kareva. Yavo veyashke ota vetibadek. Vekivan behechsher kareva. Shire nechalin. Kozman shelo irava emsu begufan. And anytime, once you see that the sacrifice was done in a kosher way, so the kohanim are allowed to eat the leftovers, regardless if she died or not. That's what the Gemara says over here. Then the Gemara says, "Baula edim she itmea." If witnesses come and say that she is tmea before the kometz was put, minchata nisrafet. The mincha is burned. So nimseu edea zomemin, and this is where the contradiction comes out. What happens if we find out that the witnesses were conspiring? They were liars. Let's say these witnesses come and say, "Oh, she was tmea, and it was before the kometz, so we're supposed to burn the offering." Then we find out two more witnesses come and say, "No, you two witnesses are lying. You were with us that day. There's no way you would have seen that." So they become edim zomemin. Their testimony doesn't count for anything. So minchata chulin. The mincha goes to chulin. So this is where the contradiction comes out. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, minchata chulin lo kedushat. It doesn't have any kedusha. There's no me'ila. Alma, what do we see? Lo amrin antisaref midrabanan. We don't say that once it was put into the kli sharet, you should burn it rabbinically. Whenever there's zomimin witnesses, shema yomru motzin mikli sharet lechol. We don't make a gezerah. Oh, we put it into a kli sharet. People are going to say it was taken from a kli sharet and made cholin. We don't say that. Ushmamina ki katane. When it says baula edim shitmea min chatan yisraf and mideoraita kamar debat mikdash hava. It must be mideoraita, not midrabanan. So this goes against what we just said. We said it's all a gezerah. He's saying that makes no sense. In the case of edim zomamin, it was put into a kli sharet, and then you're able to take it out, and it's redeemed because it was all based on a ta'ut. The Gemara says, edim zomamin ka'amart. Are you trying to compare this to the case of edim zomamin, conspiring witnesses? Edim zomamin kala itlehu. Edim zomamin is completely different. What are edim zomamin? Two witnesses come and say, she did this act. Two witnesses come and say about these first two witnesses, you're lying. You were with us that day. You didn't see that. So they are liars now, and they get punishment. Now, edim zomamin, everyone hears about it. It's something that the voice, the word travels. So in that case, in the case of Edim Zomim specifically, we say that even if it was put into Kli Sha'aret and it was done b'ta'ut, it can be taken out and put the Chulin, because everyone will hear about it, everyone will know why it was taken out of Kli Sha'aret. But in a general case like we had earlier, that's why we made a Gezera Midrabanan that said that you need to burn it just in case people will come to say, oh, you're taking from a Kli Sha'aret and making a Chulin. So therefore, Midrabanan, we would do that. We'll stop there for today. We do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet. Hey, Amud Bet. We started by talking about why she needs to do Chalitza. We said she has to do Chalitza because she was married to the guy, even though she's not allowed to do Yibum with the brother-in-law. She still needs to do Chalitza. Then as we got to the Amud Aleph, part number two, we got to the Mishnah. We said these are the women who are Asura to eat Shurma if the husband is a Kohen. If she's Tmeah, if she says she's Tmeah, witnesses come and say, Vechule, Vechule. So the Gemara said, we brought this case and we had an eye-opening from our Mishnah. And we said that if we have witnesses far away, the waters won't check her. We had a machloket. If the waters will check her no matter what, or they won't check her. That was part number two. Part number three is if we say there's something called zechut tolala. Do we say that the woman who drank the waters, she has a zechut, she has a delaying merit that it won't punish her right away? Is that such a thing? So there's a machloket. Rabbi Shimon said no, and there was others that said yes. Then, as we got to the Amud Bed, Vav Amud Bed, we got to this idea that once the, even if it was done b'ta'ut, once the mincha was put into the kli and it became kodesh, even if you find out afterwards it was based on a ta'ut, still we say midrabanan, you should burn it. Why? Gzera shema yomru motzim mikli sharet lechulin. Maybe we're going to say they take from kli sharet and put in chulin. The Gemara brought a contradiction on that, saying no, by edim zomamin we don't say that. The Gemara answered, finishing the daf, saying that no, by edim zomamin is different because everyone will hear about it. So everyone will understand why it was taken out of kli sharet and redeemed because it was on a ta'ut. But in a general case, you need to do that midrabanan so that people won't mistakenly say it was motzi'in mikli sharet lechulin, that people took it out of a kli sharet, a kodesh kli, and made it chulin. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen. Any question? So why is